Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping straight into not Curse of Strahd, Episode 7 from GM Wintermute. We've got the details, and we're going to try and unpack what actually happened and what it means for the story going forward.
Sounds good. Yeah, last time, if you remember, the adventurers had just gotten the Burgomaster to the chapel, ran into that vampire spawn priest. Not ideal.
Definitely not.
And they'd agreed to get Irina to Valaki, had a rough trip, though, werewolves, vampires, ended up camping near Tizer Falls. So let's pick it up from there, the journey to Valaki and, well, everything that came after.
Okay, so the morning after that camp, It sounds like things started off a bit shaky, especially for Grandma.
Ah, yes, Grandma. Seems she found a bottle overnight, started drinking. The notes say she was just unconscious the next morning.
Oh, boy. Classic Barovia coping mechanism, maybe.
Could be. It definitely adds to that grim feel, doesn't it? Even a moment's rest has its complications.
For sure. And then Mark steps up to build a litter to drag Grandma.
Exactly. Resourceful, I guess. But then the description gets a bit dark. They apparently had this whole debate about the litter, comparing it to a roper.
A roper? Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's some serious gallows humor right there. But it does kind of capture the vibe, doesn't it? How they deal with things.
It really does. It's not just a joke. It's how they're surviving the sheer grimness of it all. A key insight, really, into the psychology of the group.
Right. So they get Grandma loaded up, makeshift litter and all, and head past Tizer Falls. Took a few hours, sounds like.
Yeah, arrived at Valaki around 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. And the description of the place, pretty imposing.
Tell me about it. What stood out? Was it heavily fortified?
Oh, absolutely. Described as a solid mountain burg. Got this huge, like, 15-foot wooden palisade all around it, sharpened logs, scaffolding inside.
Serious defenses.
And iron gates, guards with pikes, shadowy figures, the notes say. And wolf heads stuck on pikes flanking the road.
Yikes. Okay, so not exactly rolling out the welcome mat.
Not even close. It screams, keep out, and we're under siege, which, you know, is probably accurate for Barovia.
So how did the guards react when the party actually showed up?
Immediately suspicious, as you'd expect. But Mark managed to talk to them, identified himself son of the old Burgomaster, you know, and explained they were there to protect Irina from Strahd.
Did that work? Did they let them in?
Well, yes and no. It got Mark and Irina through the gates, but not the whole party.
Ah, okay. Why not?
The guards were really hesitant. Mentioned this upcoming festival, the Festival of the Blazing Sun, in 3 days. Said they were wary of outsiders, especially right now.
So classic Barovian paranoia.
Pretty much. So Mark and Irina go inside to talk to the Baron, Burgess of Rybakovich, the rest, told to wait by the lake about a mile north of town.
Split the party. Always a great idea. So they're just stuck waiting by a lake.
Yep. Camped out by this still, dark lake, misty forest, the usual ambiance. Grandma was conscious by then, but still feeling the effects of the night before.
How'd they pass the time? Just waiting.
Sounds like it. Mundane activities, the notes say. Oh, and apparently a rabbit reappeared in someone's pack. A real one.
Hang on. The rabbit? Again, didn't they try to get rid of that thing?
That's what makes it weird, right? Just another little touch of Barovian strangeness. You can't quite explain it.
Definitely keeps you on your toes. Mm-hmm. So Mark eventually comes back.
Yeah, around 5 p.m. Good news first. Irina's safe inside Valaki.
Okay, that's something.
But then the twist, Mark, or is Mark the Lesser, as a guard apparently called him.
Ouch.
Yeah. He's now joining the party. Not to stay in Valaki, though. They're heading out again towards Berez, the marshlands.
Wait, Berez? Why Berez? Weren't they trying to get to safety?
Well, this goes back to that Vistani card reading they had. It mentioned the Master of the Marsh. And some other clues pointed that way.
Ah, the fortune-telling. Right. What are the clues again? Something about a weapon?
Yeah, a weapon of vengeance is sort of sunlight, found with the Master of the Marsh. And another one, a kneeling one on the roads of great beauty, plucked too soon.
That second one sounds familiar. Didn't they hear a story about that? Marina.
Oh, exactly. The Vistani told them about Marina, and Mark reminded them about Berez's history. How Strahd flooded the whole place.
Why did he do that again?
Pure rage, basically. The Burgomaster there, Laszlo Ulrich, killed his own daughter, Marina, because Strahd was obsessed with her, wanted to turn her. Strahd didn't take it well, destroyed the town.
Jeez. So they're heading towards a town literally drowned by Strahd's fury. Great.
Sets a lovely tone for the next leg of the journey, doesn't it?
Understatement. So they're by the lake planning this cheerful trip to Berez, and then what happens? Something else interrupts, I bet.
You guessed it. They hear a carriage coming fast, horse-drawn, and the horses. glowing red eyes.
Oh, that's never good. Never, ever good.
Right. Classic sign, Supernatural Express incoming.
Driverless, I assume.
Driverless, yeah. Stops right near them, and there's a letter on the door. Wax seal.
Let me guess. From Strahd.
Bingo. Count Strahd von Zurevich himself, an invitation, if you can believe it, to dine with him at Castle Ravenloft.
Wow. Just juicy. Wow. Dinner with the Dark Lord.
He even assures them safe passage, says only he can let them leave Barovia. Mark, understandably, was terrified.
I would be too. Did they actually consider going?
They debated it. Pretty tense discussion, I imagine. Figured refusing might be even worse. You don't just say no to Strahd, right?
Probably not advisable, no. So they get in a spooky carriage.
Reluctantly, yes. Boarded the carriage and it just sped off towards the castle. And the description of arriving, pure gothic horror.
Lay it on me. Fog, lightning.
All of it. Fog, snow, lightning, thunder. Dimly lit courtyard. Just sets the mood perfectly.
And inside, cobwebs and dread.
Pretty much. They're met by the servant Jeeves, apparently. Not his original name, but okay.
Oh.
Leads them through this huge dusty hall. Cobwebs everywhere. Sputtering torches, stone gargoyles, faded paintings. The works.
Classic haunted castle vibes. And the dining hall?
Totally different. Suddenly it's lavish. Huge chandeliers, white marble walls, massive table piled high with food, and organ music playing.
Organ music. Of course there's organ music. Who's playing?
A caped figure at the organ. Who else? He stops playing, turns around. Count Strahd von Zurevich. And his three brides are there too. Silent. Watching.
Chilling. What was the dinner itself like? Awkward doesn't seem strong enough.
Extremely tense. Strahd welcomes them, invites them to eat. He acknowledges his mark. Makes this creepy comment about Irina. Someone that I used to know.
It's unsettling. Did he notice Grandma?
The uninvited guest.
Oh, he noticed. Made a point of saying his invitation was just for three. Just twisting the knife, you know, showing he knows everything.
Always in control. Did he explain why he's so fixated on Irina?
He did. Dropped a major bombshell. He believes Irina is the reincarnation of his lost love, Tatiana.
Tatiana. His brother Sergei's fiance, right?
The very one. He confessed everything. Killing Sergei. Making some dark deal to try and win Tatiana over. But she was horrified. Jumped from the castle walls to her death.
Wow. So he's been carrying that torch literally for centuries. And he thinks Irina's a second chance. That's his belief. He claims Tatiana is doomed to keep reincarnating. And maybe this time, with Irina, the curse can finally be broken. One of the brides apparently looked pretty possessive when he said that.
I bet. What about the dark deal he mentioned? Did he say who he made it with?
Just vaguely referred to the dark powers that be. Kept it mysterious. Didn't name names. Classic villain move.
Right. So the reason for the dinner invite, it all comes down to Irina.
Exactly. He wants the party to bring Irina to him so he can finally wed his Tatiana.
And is Mark's reaction?
Immediate refusal. Vehement. Protective brother mode kicked in hard.
Good for him. How did Strahd take the rejection?
Stayed calm, eerily calm, and then he gave them the ultimatum.
Here's God.
5 days. Bring Irina to him within 5 days, or else Valaki suffers his wrath, and he'll just come and take her anyway.
5 days. That's not a lot of time. Huge pressure.
Immense. So dinner's over. Jeeves offers dessert. Can you believe it? Strahd offers them rooms for the night or a ride back.
Let me guess. They chose the ride back.
Smart move. Yeah, they wanted out. But just before they left, Strahd gave them one last reminder of who they're dealing with.
What did he do?
Briefly transformed into this, like, humanoid bat creature. Just a flash, but enough to make the threat absolutely clear.
Okay, yeah. Message received. Terrifying. So they get back to the campsite. Now what?
A lot to process, obviously. Mm-hmm. They started going over the Vistani cards again, trying to figure out the next step under this insane deadline.
What did the cards say again? The weapon was in Berez?
Yeah, weapon with the Master of the Marsh in Berez. Holy symbol guarded by Amber Giant somewhere. Knowledge tied to ancient history. And the final battle spot. Top of his Tower of Treasure. Probably Ravenloft itself.
Any other clues?
Mentioned a small castle under a mountain, that kneeling woman again for Berez, no allies yet, a tempter in a secret place, and family crypts, also likely in the castle.
So lots pointing to the castle eventually, but Berez is the immediate clue, right? And now Strahd's deadline.
Exactly. The castle stuff is important long term, but Strahd's 5-day threat and the Berez clue forced their hand. They decided Berez had to be next. Follow the Master of the Marsh lead.
Makes sense. So they head into the marshlands towards Berez.
Yep. West across the river, then south into the marshes. And Berez sounds just delightful.
Let me guess. Rundown. Swampy, Miserable.
All of the above. Dilapidated cottages, mildew, caved in roofs, stagnant water, bugs everywhere. Just abandoned and rotten.
Lovely. Did they find anyone there?
They did. Near this spooky ring of standing stones, they met a woman, a peasant named Muriel. Looked pretty wary.
Can't blame her. What did she tell them?
Confirmed Berez was abandoned after the flood, and that this ancient, powerful hag moved in. Baba Lysaga.
Baba Lysaga. Okay, that name sounds ominous.
Right. Muriel said she lives in a hut in the middle of the ruins. Sometimes flies around in a giant skull.
Flies in a giant skull. Of course she does. Anything else? Yeah.
Mentioned murderous scarecrows guarding the hut for the hag, and that Baba Lysaga stole something from the Wizard of Wine's winery. Muriel was actually spying on her, trying to find it.
So when they asked Muriel about the Master of the Marsh,
she figured it was probably Baba Lysaga. Seemed the most likely candidate.
Okay, so they found their target. Did they go straight to the hut?
They approached it, and the hut itself is something else. Ramshackle thing on a huge tree stump. Iron cages full of noisy ravens flanking it, and that giant skull floating nearby upside down.
Definitely a hag's hut. What did they see inside?
Peeking in, they saw a crib with a small, like, angelic-looking child in it. But there was this weird green light coming from under the crib and an iron tub nearby stained red.
Angelic child, green light, red stained tub. This is getting weirder and weirder.
Just wait. Baba Lysaga appears. Radon explains they're looking for the Master of the Marsh because of the Vistani reading.
How does she react?
She mentions Laszlo Ulrich, the old burgomaster, saying he's still around somehow. Then the baby in the crib makes noise. And Baba Lysaga starts cooing at it. Calls it Strahd. Claims she basically raised Strahd, dealt with his parents, even hints she might be his mother. Clearly delusional.
She thinks the baby is Strahd. Wow, okay, she's definitely gone around the bend. Did anyone notice the green light again?
Yeah, one of the party, someone with arcane knowledge, suspected the baby might be an illusion because of that green glow under the crib.
Smart. So did Baba Lysaga offer any help? Or just creepy baby talk?
She offered info but wanted a favor first. Typical hag deal. Asked them to fetch her a goat from a nearby pen.
A goat. Okay. But knowing hags, this isn't going to end well for the goat, is it? Was the pen nearby?
It was, marked with human skulls, naturally.
Of course it was. So they bring her the goat.
And she just brutally kills it, drains its blood into that iron tub, full-on gruesome ritual. And apparently while doing this, her robe slipped, and one character saw something that really traumatized them.
Yikes, okay. So definitely not the friendly neighborhood marsh master. Did she give them any useful info after the goat incident?
Well, it became clear she wasn't the master they were looking for. But she did mention Laszlo Ulrich's name again.
Laszlo Ulrich, the burgomaster who killed Marina. Didn't Muriel mention his name was on a ruined mansion nearby, near the goat pen?
Exactly. The party put two and two together and decided to check out the ruined mansion. Aldridge was the name on the door, Muriel said, but Laszlo Ulrich seemed connected.
And inside the mansion, don't tell me, a ghost.
You got it.
Yeah.
The ghost of Laszlo Ulrich, described as a mutilated giant of a man. And he was not happy to see them. Hostile, told them to get out.
Understandable, I suppose. How did they handle that?
They explained why they were there, looking for his daughter, Marina. And that's when he told them his story.
The story of her death. And Strahd's curse on him.
Yeah, the whole tragic tale. How Strahd killed her, cursed him so his spirit couldn't rest. Then they told him about the Vistani reading and their theory that Marina might be reincarnated as Irina.
How did the ghost react to that?
Desperate. He desperately wanted to see Irina to know if it was true, but he's bound to Berez, can't leave, so he made them an offer.
Let me guess. He'll give them the info they need if they bring Irina to him.
Precisely. Which leaves the party in an absolutely impossible situation.
Seriously. Strahd wants Irina in 5 days. The ghost wants Irina brought to dangerous, hag-infested Berez. How do they even begin to solve that?
That's the cliffhanger, isn't it? A massive dilemma.
Okay, let's try and unpack that indeed. What a sequence. Awkward dinner party from hell, terrifying truths about Strahd, and now this ethical nightmare in Berez. The Learner, you've definitely got a clearer view now of just how tough things are for the adventurers.
Absolutely. Strahd's ultimatum is hanging over everything. Mm. The whole Tatiana reincarnation mystery just keeps getting deeper and more complex. And now you've got Baba Lysaga and this tormented ghost right in their path. Huge obstacles.
So the key takeaways here for you, the Learner. First, time is absolutely critical, right? Five days to deal with Strahd is intense.
Extremely. Second, information is everything. Those Vistani clues are literally driving the plot. Figuring out the real Master of the Marsh, understanding Marina's story, that could be the key.
And third, the moral choices just keep piling up, don't they? Risk Irina. How do you even deal with someone like Babalai Saga or the Ghost?
Exactly. And finally, it just reinforces that Barovia is just layer upon layer of tragedy. Everyone's suffering under Strahd's shadow, it seems.
This deep dive really leaves us hanging, doesn't it? How are they possibly going to balance Strahd's demand, the Ghost's plea, and Babalai Saga lurking about? What info does Laszlo even have? And what is this weapon they're supposed to find in the marsh? So many questions.
It's gripping stuff. What really stands out to you, the learner, after hearing all this? What part of the story are you most keen to see play out?
Definitely worth revisiting the original video, maybe digging into the Curse of Strahd lore itself. There's always more lurking in those shadows. And one last thought to chew on. Given Strahd's history, how all these reincarnations of Tatiana seem to end tragically, is his pursuit of Irina genuine hope? Like, maybe this time it'll work, or is he just stuck in this awful self-destructive loop, doomed to repeat it all over again?
That's a heavy question. Is he capable of breaking the cycle, or is he just part of the curse himself? Something to definitely ponder as the story continues.